Imagine starting each morning with the wisest mentor you could possibly have, someone who understands human psychology with uncanny precision and can help you navigate life's complexities with grace. This is what author David Fideler discovered through his ritual of Breakfast with Seneca, reading the ancient Stoic philosopher's works each morning. While technology has transformed our world since Roman times, human nature remains unchanged. The same anxieties, relationship challenges, and emotional struggles that plagued Romans still trouble us today. This explains why Seneca's teachings are experiencing a renaissance, with Silicon Valley executives, professional athletes, and everyday people discovering that this Roman statesman offers more relevant life advice than most modern self-help books. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or keeping a stiff upper lip. Rather, it offers a sophisticated approach to transforming destructive emotions through understanding rather than suppression. At its core, Stoicism teaches that happiness comes from within, specifically from developing excellence of character rather than from external circumstances like wealth, fame, or even health. In his 60s, Seneca wrote letters to his friend Lucilius, a government official seeking a more meaningful life. These letters emphasized friendship's transformative power, with Seneca believing that friendship creates between us a partnership in all things. Unlike purely academic philosophers, Seneca approached philosophy through personal relationships, similar to modern psychotherapy, addressing human needs by challenging harmful beliefs. This emphasis on deep friendship remains crucial in our digital age. While social media offers numerous connections, they rarely match the depth humans need to flourish. Seneca identified three types of friendship: advantage-based, pleasure-based, and character-based. Only character friendships, founded on mutual admiration of virtue, create the environment for genuine progress, a key Stoic value centered not on perfection, but on steady improvement along those who help us grow. It takes an entire lifetime to learn how to live, Seneca wrote, yet many waste their lives on meaningless pursuits, only realizing their mistake at life's end. People often prize external possessions while neglecting their most precious asset, time. Seneca criticizes constant busyness as merely the restlessness of an agitated mind, comparing such people to ants crawling over bushes, appearing occupied while accomplishing nothing meaningful. Those who seem perpetually busy yet achieve little have fallen into psychological slavery, being controlled by false judgments about life's priorities. The greatest obstacle to living fully, Seneca writes, is expectation, which depends on tomorrow and wastes today. While those focused on future wealth or status cannot fully experience the present, people with tranquil minds build rich inner lives that endure. Through philosophy, we gain access to the greatest minds of the past, transcending our own era and joining a timeless human community. Everyone experiences worry and anxiety. While foresight is valuable for planning, it becomes problematic when it transforms into excessive worry about hypothetical futures. Most anxiety stems from mentally time-traveling to imaginary problems rather than living in the present moment. When imagination combines with emotion, they create a self-reinforcing cycle that can spiral, what psychologists call meta-anxiety. As Seneca notes, the faster you race, the worse you become entangled. Seneca offers three practical approaches to overcome worry. First, practice mindfulness by monitoring your thoughts and emotions in real time, consciously returning to the present moment. Second, use Socratic questioning to examine and dismantle harmful thought patterns, a technique that influenced modern cognitive behavioral therapy. Third, mentally rehearse potential difficulties to reduce their emotional impact. When anxiety arises, pause and ask, "Is this within my control?" If not, practice acceptance. If it is, take action rather than worry. The goal is to live fully in the present moment, where true happiness resides. When present, we experience joy and completeness. Our soul shines like the sun, with life's disturbances merely passing clouds. Seneca views anger as the most destructive emotion, a temporary form of insanity. He describes its physical manifestations, blazing eyes, reddened face, quivering lips, and frenzied movements. Unlike other character flaws that develop slowly, anger instantly plunges us into irrationality, often causing lasting damage to relationships and reputations. The Stoics categorized emotional responses into three types: involuntary physical reactions, morally neutral, negative emotions like anger from false judgments, and positive emotions like joy from rational judgments. Anger can be prevented by examining our impressions before accepting them. Two key techniques help manage anger. 1. Take a step back when feeling wronged, pausing before reacting. And 2. Restructure your beliefs by questioning whether revenge is truly justified. Unlike Aristotle's view that moderate anger could be useful, Seneca maintained that rage always undermines rationality and cannot be moderated. He advocated responding to wrongdoing with reason rather than anger, like a doctor treating patients. When anger rises, pause and consider, will this matter a year from now? You must change the mind, not the location, Seneca advised, noting that your faults will travel with you wherever you go. While he enjoyed travel, he opposed using it to escape inner troubles, stating, "If you want to escape your troubles, you don't need to be somewhere else. You need to be someone else." We often think a change of location will solve our problems, only to find them following us. Seneca emphasized having a real destination that provides focus and purpose rather than aimless wandering. This applies to both travel and reading. Those who constantly move have many acquaintances but no true friends, while scattered reading yields little wisdom. Constant travel often stems from expectation, hoping tomorrow will be better elsewhere. Yet Seneca reminds us, this entire world is my homeland, and the mind makes everything agreeable to itself. Without a clear destination, life becomes random. When someone doesn't know what port he's sailing for, no wind is favorable. What's your port? The purpose that gives your life direction? In 64 CE, Seneca witnessed Lugdunum, modern Lyon, burn down suddenly. He observed how quickly prosperity can vanish. The reality is that things develop slowly, but the way to ruin comes quickly. A lifetime of achievements can disappear in a day. The Stoic perspective offers two principles for handling misfortune: virtue as the only true good, and focusing on what we control. External things like wealth and health are mere advantages, while virtue remains unassailable. As Seneca wrote, "It's not what we bear, but how we bear it, that matters." Seneca viewed adversities as training exercises that develop character. Like fire testing gold, hardship tests the brave. He believed those who never faced difficulties missed opportunities to prove themselves. "Disaster is virtue's opportunity," he wrote, seeing wisdom in transforming any circumstance into value. When facing challenges, ask, "How can this difficulty make me stronger or wiser?" As Marcus Aurelius later wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way."